This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, September 22nd. Multiple thieves hit the Wyville Clayton Homes dealer Thursday night, making off with more than $13,000 worth of appliances and furniture in one fell swoop. The theft was discovered Friday morning, according to Wyville police. The police department is investigating. The city of Wyville is asking residents to trim trees or bushes that are interfering with sight lines near streets. Some bushes and trees are out into the street or either hanging so low that larger vehicles are hitting them. School bus drivers are also complaining that they can't see oncoming traffic in some communities. City staff will cut and remove overgrown shrubbery and charge the landowner if need be. Law enforcement agencies are searching for a man who allegedly fired at least one shot during a domestic dispute on James B. White Highway South early Friday. No one was struck by gunfire, but at least one resident was injured in another manner. We'll have more on this developing story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. An unidentified man is dead and a deputy is recovering after a shootout in Brunswick County this morning. The Brunswick Sheriff's Office said deputies were called to the Leland Minuteman after the man was allegedly loitering there around 5 a.m. He allegedly opened fire on deputies when they went to approach him to ask him to leave. The State Bureau of Investigation is handling the case. The deputy is recovering in a hospital. Legislators today began discussing Arrhenius Law, an effort by legislators to tighten bond standards for violent and repeat criminal suspects. The defendant in the Arrhenius Zarutska case was a 14-time convicted felon. He had been released on a written promise to appear on robbery charges when he allegedly stabbed Zarutska to death on a train in Charlotte. The bill would eliminate unsecured bond for violent suspects, as well as making other changes, and it would open more avenues for mental health evaluations and defendant. Columbus Regional is going to host its annual tailgate for prostate Friday from 12:30 until 3 at Advanced Urology. That's at 800 Jefferson Street in Wyville. You can enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle to win free Carolina Panthers tickets. There'll be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more. Now on Saturday, Columbus Regional and the Columbus Partnership for Children will join forces with the George Henry White Center for their Fall Health Festival. Look for bike gravels, Kona ice, food trucks, free health screenings and clinical breast exams, CPR training, and so much more. That's going to be at the White Center, which is located at 731 Farmers Union Road. For more information, call 910-308-4252. The second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park is Saturday. Admission is free. It's a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the car show is $25 per vehicle. Call 910-770-2168. Bishop Springs Community Church is going to be hosting a tent revival Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided. Bishop Springs is located at 2756 Pine Log Road, Wyville. And the Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. There'll be a live band, games, food trucks, photo props, market vendors, and much more. Admission is $5 for adults. Children 9 and under get in free. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.